This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 487, How to Talk Crazy on IELTS.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn four amazingly idiomatic phrases to use on all parts of the speaking exam. Put in your personal reactions and raise your IELTS speaking scores.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Jessica, how are you feeling today?
I'm cold. It's like, it's crazy, wicked cold here all of a sudden. But other than that, fantastic. Lots of fun work to do. What about you, Lindsay?
Well, I'm feeling refreshed because I spent the weekend taking care of my three and a half year old niece. So, you know, that was fun. We made up all these fun games and we played the whole weekend, just ran around the house. Fun. I think I burned a lot of calories.
Oh, for sure. Right? No, a lot. Yeah. So, I mean, we spoke about this a little bit before we started recording, and you were saying how you like made up a game, something about sharks.
Mm-hmm, totally. Yeah. I guess when you're taking care of young kids that age, they're excited about everything, but they need a little bit of channeling that interest into some kind of a game. That's what I gathered, at least. So we came up with this cool game where we had to convert the sharks into fish to save the town and move them out of the swimming hole and put them in the deep water. And the dog would go into the pool. We'd have to save the dog. And it was fun.
This is, and Lindsay, like, this is just starting. She's three. You have so many more years of making up games.
Like, yeah, I know.
James and I, we decided to have Nerf battle training. Guys, if you don't know what Nerf is, these are, you know, like little plastic guns that shoot little foam bullets. That sounds terrible talking about guns, but it's literally just a toy. Yeah. And so anyway, he was seriously so exhausted after we did this. We went to the park and again, like you just make up all these rules. So like we each had to establish our bases on opposite sides of the park, set up targets, choose like different levels of our weapons and decide like when to steal the ammunition and like just so many rules. But it was so fun.
I love it. Yeah, I feel like I've heard you talk a lot about making up activities over the last couple of years with kids. And that's something that I feel like is a parallel between, you know, raising kids and IELTS is the importance of being spontaneous and just kind of rolling with it, right? Rolling with where things are at. You know, you make up those rules kind of spontaneously and you roll with them.
Totally. No, but that's really true. I mean, like, I understand this anxiety. It's learning how to get past the anxiety and put yourself in the moment. Because you said you were kind of nervous about this whole weekend with your niece. Yeah. But you know what? Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, if I have a whole open day with James and there aren't any plans, I feel anxiety creeping up too. Because I'm like, how am I gonna like fill all this time in, you know, a fun, interesting way? And but you know what? Like, all you need is a toy and a park. And guys, for IELTS, all you need are these specific strategies and some phrases and just just put yourself in the situation, right? You don't know what the question is going to be. Yep. But if you are armed with some ideas, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. you can do it. You yeah. can just be honest and put in – what we're talking about today is how to personally react yeah. to questions with some idioms, right? Yeah, but that honest mm-hmm. personal reaction.
Yeah, in a way that you're actually strategically increasing your score, right? That's the other piece to this. You know, right. you're being spontaneous, you're rolling with the question, you're adding your personal comment here today. And while you add your personal comment, you're increasing your vocabulary score and maybe your fluency exactly. score. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have four really awesome, really native phrases for you guys yeah. today. Like how to say something is crazy, right? So don't just say, oh, that's weird or that's not great or whatever. Like, but just go to extremes and say it's crazy. Yeah. But we're going to give you guys examples of how to use this in part one, part two, and part three. So very useful today, guys. Get out your pens and pencils and paper and get ready to take some notes.
Yeah, I love it. All right. So where should we start? Should we give our listeners the first great phrase that they could use?
You know what? Actually, I'm gonna go backwards here. I okay. think we should do some questions.
Okay.
And then they could hear them in context and then we'll spell out the phrases.
Mm-hmm. How's that? All right. Okay. Yes. Yes, let's
All right.
do it.
Lindsay, so part one question. Are there many fast food restaurants near your home?
Well, I would say in the place where I grew up, in my childhood home, actually, it was completely nuts. It was really nuts. There were so many fast food restaurants. There was McDonald's, there was Wendy's, there was Burger King, there was Applebee's. The place was just crawling with fast food restaurants and chains. It was really nuts.
So you may have sussed out that phrase there, guys. It's really nuts. That's so actually a student in our course, a lovely student, asked in the Facebook group if he could use this. And yeah, totally. Yeah, I also really liked how you said it was just crawling with crawling. Fast food restaurants. That's a great phrase, guys. Like, ubiquitous is formal. Just crawling is a great way to say something is everywhere in sort of an informal idiom.
Yeah, I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, idiomatic that. Way. There you go. All right. So this next one, guys, we're going to show you what to do if you get a super weird part two question. All right.
Okay. Here's the question. So Jessica, can you describe a plant that's important in your country, please?
Okay. So to be completely honest, when I saw this topic card, I was like, what? Who could talk about a plant for 2 minutes? I mean, that's totally insane. Okay. But I'll talk about blah, blah, blah. Actually, guys, stay tuned on our website, ielts.allearsenglish.com. There will mm-hmm. be a video on there very soon in the next couple of weeks about exactly this, how to describe a plant for 2 minutes. Okay. Mm. Anyway, so the phrases that I used there, this is sort of a personal phrase. Lindsay said that she doesn't say this, but yeah. I do all the time. I think it's instead of using bad words. And
yeah.
I guess parents sort of adopt interesting phrases to use yeah. instead of bad words. So instead of saying like, what the heck?
Right,
say,
right.
What the what? The important thing here is the stress and intonation, guys. So definitely try and mimic the way I say that.
Yeah.
But then also just the basic phrase, but still students don't use it, of saying it's totally insane.
Yeah, I mean, the key here is that other students aren't going to be using this. And we always say that when your language stands out, when it's different from what the student before you and the student after you said in the speaking exam, you're likely to increase your score, right?
Exactly. So I believe, like, it was the last episode where we talked about, you know, being a little bit flexible. Don't be so hard on yourself and so sort of sticky with the rules. Don't, like, say, like, oh, this isn't academic vocabulary or this isn't, there's no interesting vocabulary in the phrase what the what. That's not the point. The point is that it is interesting and idiomatic, right?
Exactly.
And that is the literal definition of a 7 or higher for vocab.
I love it. So it just takes a little bit of a focus on just changing your mindset a little bit in how you answer these questions. It's a bit more of an active orientation towards the test, right? You're personalizing, you're engaged in your answer. You're not just passively receiving the questions and just spitting back the answers. It's a different engagement with the test.
This increases all of your scores, guys. Just this notion of personal reactions, engaging with the test in all sections. That's why all of our strategies in reading and listening in the course, it's about exactly that. It's about helping you focus by making you an active test taker. That's what all the strategies do. That's how you get the right answers, like quickly, instead of just waiting for the answers to come to you. But also in production, in the speaking, guys, in the writing, where do your ideas come from? How do you come up with opinions, right? Take a stand. Like, if you think something is weird, you can say it. Why not? It's not going to hurt your score. It will improve your score by making you a person, by showing that you can be fluent and you can communicate in English, right? Yeah. Like, that's our goal here.
That's it. And we're human, exactly.
Okay, so let's see. One speaking part three question. Lindsay, why do people participate in extreme sports events or extreme distance events such as marathons?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. This actually calls to mind my sister-in-law who just ran the New York City Marathon yesterday on Saturday, and she actually placed really high. It makes me wonder, you know, this 26.2 miles to run something that the distance that the body is just not designed to run. Why do people do that? I mean, I think it's they're after an adrenaline rush. I mean, can you believe that? They want to push their body so far beyond what they ever imagined possible that they get to a different mind state. I think that's why they do it.
I cannot believe that. I could never do a marathon. I have just utter admiration, respect, and awe for anybody that can do that. But I don't want to take the time. Okay, so that phrase, guys, that is very personal, very native, and just the, expressing disbelief and connecting with the examiner in a way, because you're sort of addressing them, which, guys, you shouldn't try to do, but this one phrase is an exception. Because natives say this all the time. It's rhetorical. I'm not actually asking if you believe it. I'm just, right? Like, so again, like the intonation and stress is important here. So the phrase, guys, is, I mean, can you even believe that?
That's a good one. We missed that. Yeah, can you even believe that? I mean, it's like you're making a statement that something is crazy and your answer is going to stand out here.
Totally. Yeah, totally. So guys, the more you can put yourself into your answers, the higher your scores. It improves fluency, pronunciation, grammar, everything goes up, guys. So definitely come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 487, and I will link to some other episodes that will really help you in this respect, guys, how to bring yourself into the speaking exam. There's some specific pronunciation lessons I'm thinking of, other sort of idiomatic phrases that you guys could learn. So come back to the blog. This is episode 487.
Awesome. And remember, guys, if you're ready to get into the system that will take you step by step to your target score, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. If you thought that we offered you some good tips today, you can't imagine what's in the course. Oh, man.
This is true. I mean, sure, you got some phrases, but where do you put them? Yeah. There's so much more, you guys.
Oh, yeah. We don't have time for it all in a step-by-step way on the podcast. We just give you guys bits and pieces here, but the real way to get there is to get in the course. So, awesome.
Exactly. All right, Lindsay. Well, enjoy your upcoming weekend, and I will see you in the next episode of next Monday, because we're gonna have a student episode soon, guys. So stay tuned for the next one tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you soon, Jessica. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, you too. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.